Hey, 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 and welcome to a new episode of the Dear Growing Woman podcast. How are you doing? I am super glad that you are joining me this week on the podcast for this episode. Last week's episode and the week before, No Pressure Part 1 and Part 2, it's a whole thing. So if you've not listened to No Pressure Part 1 and Part 2, do yourself a favor, go and listen to those two episodes and then share them with someone you love who also struggles with pressure. If you are someone who deals with perfection, go ahead and listen to those two episodes. Those two episodes in particular, I had my two friends join me, and boy, did they drop some wisdom and some nuggets for us to glean from for a while. I'm hoping that you are able to take something away from each of these episodes that helps you to equip you for this yes season of your life. I am looking forward to life getting better in this authentic yes that I am giving to God in this season. It's a yes that I've never given to Him before. It's a yes that's a priority for me. It's a yes that is a lifeline for me. And I'm hoping that as I'm growing through this journey, that you are also finding strength and courage to grow through your own journey. So this week's episode is titled Distractions. We've all experienced distractions before, right? Distractions do not discriminate. It's available to all the people who exist. So the definition of a distraction is a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. A diversion, an interruption. Another definition is extreme agitation of the mind or emotions. I have been distracted on multiple occasions. There are moments where when you're trying to focus on a thing and around you, there's so much chaos happening that that thing that you're trying to focus on is not being focused on, right? Then there are distractions that literally stop you in your steps. Think about being in traffic. You could be heading northbound and there could be an accident southbound, and the people in your lane are so distracted about what's happening on the other side of the road. It could cause an accident on your side. It could cause backed up traffic, right? Based on some distraction that really has nothing to do with what's happening on your side of the road. It's important in this season of your life that you recognize when the enemy sends distractions. It could be through relationships. It could be through job. It could be through family. It could be through bills, financial issues. It could be through mental health crises that we have. I want to read in your hearing John chapter 10, verse 10. And I'm going to read it in the Amplified version. It says, "The thief, which is our enemy, which is the devil, comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy." I'm going to read that part again. "The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life," this is Jesus talking, "and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows." That's Jesus's desire for us to have abundant life. That's why we've had the opportunity to accept Him as our Lord and our Savior, right? If you're listening to this podcast, more than likely you have a desire to grow in God, right? To grow as a woman, to grow in God, to grow in the things of God, to grow in the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God. But if you know anything about life, and I say this all the time, life be lifing, right? And it's really, you have to be mindful and so in tune with what is happening around you that you recognize when a distraction is just that, a distraction. When something has come just to derail your progress, to derail your thinking, to derail your forward movement, you have to be so in line with the Holy Spirit in that you have insight to know that what you see is not really what it is. I know for me, there are moments where I have this momentum and I'm going. And then something can just knock me back. And it could be a trigger of a past experience. It could be something that I'm trying to break in my life, just patterns, things that I've allowed in the past that I'm just kind of like, nah, I don't have time for that now. And in the midst of moments like that, I tend to just stop. I tend to not move forward, not move back, just really stop. And I think I've shared something similar to this before. But in those moments when those distractions come, a distraction could be comparison, a distraction could be just chaos, right? I cannot function in chaos. Not when it's a loud setting. Sometimes it's hard for me to be able to, if I'm supposed to be focusing on a specific thing, it's kind of hard for me to do that because I'm so distracted by the noise. And then because I'm a music head, I'm distracted by the music that's playing above me. Because guess what? I'm trying to Shazam everything that plays. I can't be the only one. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says to be sober, well-balanced and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. That enemy of yours, the devil, he prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. I've focused a lot in this season on focusing on fixing your gaze, on breaking perfection and breaking thought patterns that work in direct opposition of your forward movement, of your yes, right? It's important to be sober minded, to be grounded, to be rooted, to have a core, to have centered, to be centered by God. It's important to have all of those things in order to fix your gaze and to really focus and lock in, you know what I'm saying, to this work that you're doing. It is imperative that you are not distracted by your surroundings, that you are not distracted by what is in front of you, that you are not distracted by data that says this is going to fail, right? That you're not distracted by that because it is your enemy whose job is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. If he can steal your focus, your attention, then he's got you right where he wants you to be. The scripture says that the enemy is always prowling, looking for someone to devour. And I don't want it to be you. Vulnerability, right? This is a safe space. Your girl has been struggling with distraction. I was having a conversation with someone and they kept emphasizing that I was forgetting that there is an enemy out here who is trying his darndest to break up what God has put together or to derail what God has set in motion. And the only way that he can really do that is through distraction. They have those news stories that come up. And I know it was 2023, it was the balloons, the Chinese balloons up in the air, right? And then it lasts in a news cycle, 2 days, 3 days. And then the world moves on to something else. The world moves on to being distracted by something else. That's how news cycles go. They move on and they're distracted by something else and they've forgotten about, oh, this big issue over here. Just because we don't see the issue right in front of us, it doesn't mean that it's not still there. It's important to keep that in mind because we do have an adversary who would love for us to be distracted, lose focus, and stop. He would love for us to just sit down and let life happen to us when we have the one on the inside of us whose desire is to give us an abundant life. That's his desire for us to have. That's the Lord's desire for us to have abundant life. But you can't have that life being distracted. And I'm talking to me. It's easy to be distracted and keep going through the mundane things in life, especially when God has already spoken to you concerning a thing. Now it's on you. If you so choose to stay distracted, forgetting everything that the Lord has told you he is attached to this season of your life, Your focus is key in this season. My focus is key in my season, in my yes season. My focus is key because as long as I am not fully invested in this journey, the more I open myself to the enemy and his suggestion. I have another friend that I've been talking to, and she's been emphasizing how the enemy's suggestions can just pull us right out of where we are. A suggestion could be, you know that I didn't like you in the first place, or you know this world is better without you, or you might as well not even show up at that place. Do you know how crazy you look? That's his job. That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to do all of those things, but we're supposed to fight back with the word of God. And in order to fight back with the word of God, saying what God says, the Bible says that I am more than a conqueror. So no, I will not fail at this. Go back to the scripture. What does God say about you? What does he say about your life? What does he promise you? It's important to not be distracted by everything you see, but be locked in and tuned in with everything that you know through the power of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the history that we have with God far outweighs what we see standing in front of us. The children of Israel saw a sea, saw water in front of them. But because Moses knew who God was, he stretched out his staff and it parted the waters. They were able to walk through those waters on dry land. Had Moses been distracted by the grumbling and the complaining of the Israelites, if he had been distracted by his own flaws and his own issues, had he been distracted by that, God could not have performed the miracle that he did through him. So my challenge to you today, my challenge to me today, is to remember, number one, that I have an enemy. I have an adversary whose job is to prowl like a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion, but to prowl around seeking who he can kill, who he can steal from, and who he can destroy. I'm not going to be one of them. And I don't want you to be either. So whatever you got to do to get your attention back, do it. Whatever you need to do to get your zeal and your momentum back, do it. I still stand fully in the belief that what God is doing on the inside of me in this season, what he desires to do on the inside of me, and what he's doing for those around me. Oh, the enemy is mad. He's big mad. Okay, if I had a Plies video to insert here, you mad. Oh, the enemy is mad, especially because you keep getting up and trying again. You keep getting up and you keep worshiping and you keep praying and you keep seeking the scriptures and you keep showing up as your full self. Oh, he's big mad. And when he's big mad, he puts up fights. He has big tantrums, but he has no authority. Because even in the book of Job, the enemy had to get permission to even mess with Job. So ultimately, you have the ultimate authority on the inside of you, the ultimate power on the inside of you. And I'm praying today that you are able to see beyond these distractions that are all around you. The news, job, all of those distractions. Look beyond that and hone in on God's word concerning that thing. I pray today that something has been said that has encouraged you. I know I feel encouraged. And if I could just bust out crying right now, I probably would, but I'm not going to do that. See, every time I record a podcast episode, because this season for me is so heavy, but every time I record a podcast episode, I end up feeling like somebody's cutting onions, okay? But let me just take this moment and just pray over you. Father, I thank you for this listener. I thank you that we are the head and not the tail. I thank you that we are above and not beneath. I thank you that we are graced for this season of our lives. And I pray, Lord God, that we can keep our total attention on you. It matters. It matters where our attention and where our time and where our focus goes to. God, I ask even now that you will remove any distraction. Open our eyes to see it as a distraction, God. Because I believe that if you open our eyes to see it as a distraction, that it'll prompt something on the inside of us, that it'll prompt something that'll cause us to combat it with the word of God. I thank you for every opportunity that we have together on this journey, and I am certainly grateful for all that you are to each of us. And so, Father, today I just pray for every person listening that they will begin to sense and feel your peace about a decision that needs to be made, peace about starting a new job, peace about resigning from your old job, peace all the way around. I thank you for who you are, Father. Thank you that you are high and lifted up, and that because you are who you say you are, we can stand in the fact that we are victorious because of you. Thank you for all things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.